All right, time to chat with our good friend over from KTV, Andy Kendi. Let's talk, my friend. How you doing? How are you feeling?
Slowly but surely recovering. I threw out my back a week ago Friday, and I tell you, boys, do not grow old. It is not recommended. It is talking about not being able to bounce back. I was out all last week because I couldn't even stand up. It's terrible. Yeah, I'm getting back to it. We're going in today, and we're gonna make it work today.
We didn't get a chance to talk, but as I was pulling to the parking lot, you were gingerly making your way to the press box.
Yeah, gingerly was kind of you. Thank you for saying it that way. Yeah, I was. I had security people. You know, the older folk up in the press box asking about my well-being because they could spot a bad back a mile away. So it's just been, you know, I've had back issues in the past, but this has been one of the all-timers. I mean, it's just you take it for granted, just the process of sitting up and getting up off of a chair or a couch. That's a 5-10 minute process when you're going through this stuff.
Can I ask what happened?
No, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know, I wish I knew. I think. You know, at the gym, they have those stair steppers that the stairs move, and if you don't move, you fall on your face.
Yeah.
I was a very big user of that machine back in my younger days, and yeah. Every time, that really takes a toll on my back. So I haven't done it in a few years, and last Friday, or a week ago Friday, I decided to flex a little bit, and I did like 10, 12 minutes on it, and then later that night, I was at a thing for my daughter down in Lincoln at college, and standing up for a couple hours, and by the end of it, I was like, oh my God, my back totally locked up. And then overnight, I felt like a turtle in bed. Like, you couldn't even get off your back, and you're just flailing, and you couldn't even move. It was terrible. But, you know, we're getting through it.
Good.
A lot of trips to the chiropractor and a trip to the doc, and we're making our way back.
And oh, by the way, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the timing is perfect, right? You get a bad back on a birthday. It's like, oh boy. If Father Time's not smacking your face, that will do it for you.
All right. How do you temper what you saw on Saturday from number 15 to last 4 months?
Well, you know, he was great. Don't get me wrong. I loved his makeup and his just the way he carries himself. I think it was terrific to see him perform on a stage like that. You know, that being said, you know, I'm not going to be a wet blanket guy, but, you know, things are not going to be like that in the fall. You know, the defenses were missing a whole bunch of guys. But that being said, he was still making the throws where in years past, you're like, just hit the guys wide open, right in the numbers, right? So that was the thing that was most impressive to me. And I also think his ability to extend plays that allows his receivers to break free. There was I can't remember what quarter it was in, but they were going to the south end zone, and he bought himself some time to hit the tight end across the middle that got him a first down. And he kind of towed the line of scrimmage. That throw in itself was one of the most impressive in my book because he knew where his guys were going to go, and he just had the patience and the moxie to kind of hang with it and then get rid of the football. So I was very impressed. And I'll tell you, Harbert played well too. And even Danny Kalen had his moments as well. I go back to what Coach Rhule said. They're going to need multiple quarterbacks. You've seen it. It's been a long time since a Husker quarterback has gotten through the season without multiple quarterbacks playing. You know, so I would suspect that there's going to be multiple quarterbacks playing at some point this season. But he was good. He was good, no doubt.
I know everybody had some sort of expectation going in of what they thought they would see, whether it was from Dylan Raiola, whether it's from the offensive line, running game, defense, wherever. You walk away from that. Did it pretty much go the way that you thought it would? They would showcase what you thought they would, and any major surprises walking away from that?
No, I thought it went pretty much the way I thought it would. I thought they were going to try to throw it and try to establish the pass, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think they really wanted to showcase their quarterbacks, and that they did. And, you know, I wasn't expecting a whole lot from the run game, but when they did run the ball, I thought it was pretty effective. And I just love their tight end room, to be honest with you. You know, the receivers, they've obviously have accumulated some depth and some great pieces. And, you know, the guy I've talked about all spring didn't do a whole lot on Saturday. It's Jamal Banks at receiver, but he is the real deal. I don't worry about him one bit. But the tight ends really kind of stood out in my book because I really think that they're going to be utilized in this offense this fall. And when you got a Borkature and a Thomas Fedoni, you'd be silly not to use them. And that I don't know. I left Memorial Stadium going, man, it's 4 months until the opener or just about. And I was like, do we really have to wait that long? Because it left me wanting more. Sure. You know, like you left the stadium and you're like, oh, this was awesome, but I want to see more. And I think that was by design. So that was a good day in Lincoln on Saturday.
All right, program as a whole, the year two jump will be most recognizable because of what? The program as a whole.
Good question. I maybe strength and conditioning. You know, like Fedoni, for instance, he looked like, I mean, he's been good, no doubt. Obviously, he scored, 4 touchdowns last year. But just watching him play and having a season that he could actually get in that strength and conditioning program because he was not rehabbing an injury, I think he could really tell. I think Heinrich Harburg is built a little bigger this year. And I think you're really going to see it up in the lines. And obviously, we didn't see the defensive linemen that we would likely see in the fall. But I think up front, I think that's where you're really going to see if they can make the jump, they will be making the jump because of the offensive and defensive line.
If there was a major concern, I think we've talked a little bit about it too in special teams. Is that where you start? Or is there any other area that you were either left flat or you have more questions than you do answers?
Special teams is probably the puzzler, right? So, you know, the kicking thing has to get worked out. Obviously, they have a new snapper this year, but, you know, they got to get that ironed out. And then, you know, the punting was average on Saturday. I think they're gonna need to take a jump in that special teams because, it's been a while since the special teams has been a strength of this team. And they really need them to really produce this fall because they're going to be in a lot of games that, as you know, I mean, anybody who's watched that documentary, they need to be 3 points better. And how do you get those 3 points? It's through your kicking game. So, you know, obviously, it's, you know, the people who say, oh, don't worry about it, it's just the spring. Yeah, it's just the spring. But that's what we said last year when they fumbled about 50 times. Remember that? And they were like, oh, it's just the spring game, right? And then that kind of carried over to the fall. This one, you know, the people say, oh, it's just a spring. Well, they gotta iron that stuff out, special teams wise. I think that's my one area of concern right now going into the fall.
Hey, there's a lot of stuff going on, and we hope you get back to being behind the desk. But I would be remiss if I did not say, if you could pass along from us, because we're media partners and a lot of other people in the community, not only Bill Ranby and the meteorologist, but your whole shop over there at KTV has done a heck of a job over the last couple of days telling the story of what happened in our community, but also in real time what Bill and the rest of the meteorologists were doing on Friday. That you've seen it up close, Andy. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, and I couldn't agree with you more. And I had a front row seat. I was just a television viewer on Friday like everybody at home was because I couldn't do anything. I was helpless. But yeah, that's an all hands on deck day, and you know when your chief meteorologist is in at, you know, 1 o'clock, knowing that there's going to be severe weather on his day off, our, you know, main anchor scurries in, Rob McCartney comes in to anchor coverage, and Bill Shamrock goes out to the field to go report on the scene, and I'm leaving people out obviously, but that's just an example of what the commitment is, and you know this was probably the most, how do I say this right, this storm was one of the more well-documented in real-time storms that we've faced, you know. Bill Ranby said this was one of the most severe storms he's ever had to work through in his 32 years in Omaha. And I think we saw that as we saw, like, live images of the tornado, like, ripping apart general aviation over at Epley.
Yeah.
Or watching these storm clouds move in and roll. And I'll tell you, the fact that the injuries and casualties were so low. I mean, that's a tip of the hat, not just to KETV, for everybody involved, because the early warning systems, the technology that we have at our disposal is just terrific, where they can pinpoint down to the street, down to the block. My daughter was, my eighth grader I said, hey, honey, look, we're on the screen. She said, Dad, that's not good. That's not good. And I said, yes, it is good. You know, come on. Yeah. We're going to be fine. You know, so it's one of those deals where, I mean, we didn't have that 10, 15 years ago. And thank goodness we have it now, because that storm could have been as bad as it was. And I know people are struggling and trying to get back on their feet. We are with you. But it could have been a heck of a lot worse if people weren't notified as well as they were.
Yeah, and that's kudos to the National Weather Service and everybody else. Great seeing you. I hope you're hope you get back to feeling better and be able to enjoy that birthday.
Thank you, thank you. And I will no more Stairmaster for this guy. I'm retired.
Elliptical.
Yeah, elliptical. There it is. Low impact.
Low impact. Hey,
thanks, Andy.
See you, Andy.
Andy Kendi from KETV. All right, weather has stopped raining. There could be severe weather in the area later this afternoon. So you know the drill. Keep your eye to the skies and your ear to the radio.
Yes.
And if there is baseball tonight, it'll be at 6 o'clock downtown, Nebraska and Creighton.
Nick will say lots of things.
For the final time, and if everybody needs to hold Nick accountable here, if you're not hearing all of the things we told him to say today.
Come at me.
Go ahead, riot.
Yep. It's on the radio. Yep.
Come and get me.
Are you going to do it?
I'll get. I lost track of a lot of them, but I think the highlights definitely.
You can work Tallywhacker in there. Like a bat.
I'll get it. I'll get at least, like I said, for each pitcher, there will be a fun factoid. Right. I'll try to use what you guys were so kind enough to suggest.
All right. On that note, what Jimmy just said, we'll see you tomorrow at 6.